Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team. With meteorologist Kelly Bayern.
Models weren't pointing to much significant rain.
And Joseph Dames. This is your weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, June 14th, and we are cruising through this month. Finally got some weekend rain to talk about. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bayern, and we've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph. Did you enjoy the rain?
Oh, yeah, of course I did. Yeah, I was off this weekend. I was sick, but listening to the rain, just checking out the radar and seeing that big plume of moisture moving through the Willamette Valley, it was so, like, there was like a wave of relief. It was like, we just needed the rain. It was wonderful. How about you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It almost felt like we were in the fall months because it was still really muggy. It was like warm out when this rain came in. So it was a nice feel. And I think a lot of folks did appreciate finally seeing some wet weather. I know a lot of us are concerned with wildfires and we know about our statewide drought. So it was great to get some rain back in the region. So we'll talk about that in a few moments. But I first want to start off with our icebreaker question. I think both of us will have the same answer, but I think this will get viewers to kind of learn more about us and our careers. So, Joseph, I wanted to ask you, what did you major in college?
That's a good question. I originally went to college and studied biological sciences. And through the process of, you know, being a young adult and trying to figure out what the heck was going on, I learned about our broadcasting program at our university, at Eastern Illinois University. And a lot of folks did journalism, communications, but I went the route of meteorology, broadcast meteorology and physical geography, which is what I technically was my major, was physical geography with a focus on broadcast meteorology. That's where I went. I did about a year of biological sciences, and I had like the most jam-packed semester where it was like chemistry lab, bio lab. This is all, you know, gen ed stuff, but it was like so packed. And I was like, ooh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do this.
A lot of science.
I love the science. And it was I'm always so afraid of thunderstorms. I went through this experience with a tornado in my hometown. So I was always drawn to the news. My aunt worked in the news for a while. So kind of just worked out this way, but I definitely started off with a different career. How about you?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I went to school for engineering, but a lot of these sciences kind of coincide with each other. And I took an elective course on the atmosphere and was so blown away by the physics of clouds and how clouds form. I was just blown away by that concept. Yeah. So I continued. I kind of switched gears. It also meant a lot less chemistry when I didn't focus on, you know, general engineering classes. So transitioned into atmospheric sciences. So meteorology is technically the forecasting part of atmospheric sciences and the atmosphere, which is where the weather happens. So my degree is in atmospheric sciences. And the thing about my degree is it was heavily focused on math and physics and dynamics. I didn't get any broadcast experience until I had a internship at a local news station in Seattle. So that's kind of a different path for me. I didn't know I'd end up on TV.
Yeah.
But it's been fun. Did your program or your school have broadcasting for meteorologists?
Yeah, they did. They did. That's kind of what, you know, brought me into the program. I was drawn to that. It was wonderful. We had a connection with the local PBS station. So it was,
got it.
We could kind of hone our skills live on this PBS station, you know? So some of my earliest broadcasts were live on PBS you know, it was like 17 counties and, they're embarrassing.
Yeah. Are they on YouTube?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that you could find something older on YouTube somewhere.
The blender years. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was a program. I only took a couple courses. I did take a communications, general communications course. I went through like radio and things like that. But mainly I just did crash course sciences. Let me ask you this. Are you interested in doing research?
You know, I feel like I've learned a lot about myself. I think maybe 10 years ago, I would have said yes, but I think the social side of this job really draws me in and is one of the benefits of this job. I get to interact with people. I think I did have internships working with big data and analyzing data, and it was very dry. I would sit in an office on Excel and just pump out stats, you know, and analyses. So it wasn't really my wheelhouse. Didn't really enjoy it as much as I do being able to talk about the forecast and actually become a forecaster. So I feel like this was the right move for me.
Yeah, I'm in the same exact place. I love the outcome of all the research. Like the final product is really like rewarding, and, right, and it's great to share it and know all the things that you, and all the hard work you put into it. But the work getting into that, I'm also not as intrigued by. So it's the social element of broadcasting that I'm on board with all the way.
It's cool because we still get to dive into some of the results and share them, you know, in articles on coin.com and podcasts and interviews that we have. So it's great that we still get to touch into the research side and talk with folks who are doing research in the atmospheric sciences and weather, too. So we're not quite out of it, just not necessarily doing the research ourselves.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's get into the forecast because things are changing once again. You know, first the weekend arrived and models were really pushing significant rainfall around the Portland metro area and around the coast and up the valley too. And we did see a lot of rain. Friday through Sunday rain totals at PDX were just under an inch. We saw 0.99 inches. That's not including any Monday rain yet. So that right there is more rain in one weekend than we saw in April and May combined in Portland. Yeah. So it was needed.
It was, yeah. Couldn't get that 0.01. Like, we just get us to the inch. But there's plenty of locations that ended up with an inch of rain. But at the airport, we were right there.
Right there. Yeah, the coast was one of those areas, right? We saw some substantial rain on Saturday, too, and then just more throughout Sunday.
Yeah. It was so nice to see it continuing to come. I was like, all right, it's raining a little bit Friday. Okay, well, whoa, it's here Saturday. It's still going on Sunday. It was just so cool to see it going.
And it was exciting because the early parts of last week, the atmospheric river hadn't quite set up yet. So forecasting that substantial rain, it didn't really lock in until Wednesday. Mm. So forecast, I think, did pretty well with rain total amounts through this event. We saw the timing of the atmospheric river, and forecast totals were anywhere from about 1 inch to 2 inches in Portland over this rainy weekend. So we hit just about that, and I think timing was pretty spot on. It started to trickle Saturday night, and then it just rained for much of the day on Sunday. So I'm pretty impressed with models with this system. And even as we go into Monday, we're still seeing this atmospheric river starting to taper, but it is bringing showers in this morning.
Yeah, keeping it a bit overcast and still kind of muggy. We were discussing before we kind of rolled into the podcast that Saturday hit 79 degrees, was it, on Saturday?
Yeah.
So it was very warm. And it kind of makes sense. I mean, we had some warmer air carrying some more moisture for us, and that's something we hadn't seen. We haven't paired those up. We've had some, you know, kind of scrappy showers this spring, but we had nothing like this. So it was warm and it was a bit humid.
It was humid. I think dew points were sitting in the low 60s. Whoa, they didn't drop below that.
Yeah.
So humidity was up there at about 80-90% through much of the weekend. Even this morning, it still feels humid. So it's going to feel that way. I did see humidity starts to drop as we head into this afternoon and maybe through Tuesday. So that'll help things as this atmospheric river kind of shifts and stops pointing all that tropical air in our direction.
Yeah, kind of passing over the portions of the Cascades. Maybe a chance for a couple thunderstorms developing this afternoon east of the Cascades.
Yeah, it was more so towards the Eastern Gorge, so northeastern Oregon. because that's kind of the direction that a lot of this moisture is pointing as it shifts towards the east. So there's a little bit of enhanced wildfire threat there due to thunderstrikes. But in Portland today, we're expecting that rain to taper this afternoon. Still could see a pop-up shower, but I see drier conditions and mostly cloudy, maybe even a few sunbreaks by the afternoon today.
Nice. And that will carry over for part of our Tuesday, and then we start clearing out.
We do. So back to that pattern switch, it just continues to move back into a dry and hot trend. So after Tuesday, tomorrow, we're still expecting unsettled showers. And I do see a chance that we get some active weather even around the valley as we see our warmer temperatures setting back up in the afternoon. There's a chance for an isolated heavy downpour or thunderstorms even around Portland, more so for the east sides of the Cascades. But it was looking dry and hot again. Just another ridge of high pressure setting up Wednesday and beyond. You know, perfect for Father's Day weekend and the kickoff of summer, the solstice on Sunday. But we're back to a dry stretch of weather. So it's definitely concerning when you look at it in terms of drought and wildfires.
Yeah, we'll have to see. There's an update on Thursday. How much did this rain help us out? You know, did it give us a bit of a helping hand? We'll find out. I think that's a better question for a hydrologist out there if you're listening. But no doubt that the rain this weekend at least, you know, improved our local yards and things like that for hopefully a little bit of time.
Yeah, I think the added moisture to help saturate some of the driest areas in the state, definitely helpful with the rain that came this weekend. But I kind of see this event as a Band-Aid on a larger injury or issue. You know, we're still seeing statewide drought. We may see some improvements. I know you were talking about the coast. Those areas did see a lot of rain, so maybe the most improvement in terms of drought for the coastal areas. But we're still lacking so much rain across the entire state, and we're entering another dry period come the weekend. So there's definitely some concern there.
Yeah, and we're just getting to that cutoff point. I mean, as we get closer and closer to the end of June, get into July, we just really turn off the water. So will we have another rain event before we wrap up this month? I guess we'll wait and see. Did you catch the rain total for the month of June so far?
Yeah, we're just over an inch. I think we're at 1.1 inches.
1.1 inches. And I think our average for the month is like 1.4 something. I think it's about 1.5.
I think it may be closer to 2, like 1.9, 1.93 or 1.73. But, you know, at least around an inch and a half, you know, or more. So.
Yeah. So even it's still possible that even with this massive weekend rain event, we still fall below our average for the month, which would be very hard to believe because over the span of 4 days, we got, you know, over an inch of rain.
Yeah, I was looking at the long range, and it just seems like this big blocking ridge sets up and sits for a week plus. And I hate saying that because it's not like I control the weather, but that's kind of what we're seeing and analyzing from long range models. So it's definitely something.
So that might put us towards the end of the month with only like 4 or 5 days to even get some rain. So it is still possible that we fall behind, even though this rain was really helpful. So something to think about. How warm do you think we're going to get by the end of the week? It looked like maybe upper 80s.
Yeah, upper 80s at least. I'm kind of staying conservative at this point in the week, but I think Wednesday starts to warm up. We dry out Wednesday. That ridge starts to set up. So we kind of bring back the sunshine. Wednesday should be a pleasant day in the upper 70s, possibly even hitting 80. But then I have the mid to upper 80s Thursday and Friday. So that's when we start to push in some northeasterly air. As soon as that wind turns towards the east, we really ramp up. Not quite seeing that east push, but dry and hot conditions setting up upper 80s probably by Friday.
Gosh. Yeah, right in time for summer, like you mentioned, heading into the weekend. So I don't think there's going to be a switch heading into this weekend as far as, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to be warm and dry. It doesn't look like there's going to be any sort of surprise coming in towards the end of the week. You know, it's going to be warm and dry.
Yeah. I think we'll just watch that temperature trend. I think there's a chance that maybe we stay a little cooler going into the weekend, or we bump up the temperatures quickly, depending on how quickly that ridge can build. So there's still some room for adjustments in temperatures. But yeah, I think you're right. Hot and dry seems to be the trend heading into this weekend.
Just where's that second atmospheric river? Why can't we just, you know, like Wednesday comes around, it's like, wait, here comes an atmospheric river. That would be nice. But I don't see that happening either. It won't be our first 90-degree day this year, but it will be another one.
Some models were even pointing to triple digits. The GFS was, and I think that will probably tweak lower as we head into the weekend. So I'm not buying that just yet. And that is just one model of many that we look at, but seems to always be the one that wants to push temperatures. The Euro seems to be more conservative with daytime highs when we tend to see heat streaks and heat waves. So yeah, I mean, we'll watch that trend as we head into the weekend. I mean, Father's Day on Sunday, looking sunny and dry, but you know, with that comes wildfire risk now that we're in the summer months, and June again has an above normal chance for fires just due to our conditions right now.
Well, do you have a favorite day?
Ooh, you know what? Probably Wednesday, just because it's kind of in that sweet spot for my afternoon runs. You know, not too hot. It's going to be dry. I think we'll see sunshine by the afternoon. So kind of perfect for outdoor weather before the heat up comes. What about you?
Yeah, I love the clouds. I love the rain. But that first day back from like a, just like 5 days in a row of clouds, and you finally bring the sunshine back, is always so, it just feels good. So I think I'm going to go with Wednesday as well. I mean, it's like it's going to be a sunny day after a string of cloudy days. So bring it on.
Yeah, that should be a pleasant day. Well, stay tuned to Coin Weather. We'll have updates on live on air every morning and evening, Joseph on the weekends. And we'll bring you that temperature trend as we head into the week, and we'll see how warm we can get. But for now, enjoy it. Enjoy the rain. And we'll catch you next time.
The Coin Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.